Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Elwood, chairman of Net Zero Infrastructure. NZI is the ticker there. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Pleasure to be on.
Yeah, it's nice to get you on. And like I said, you've just listed. And before we go into the detail here, could you just give us a broad overview of what Net Zero Infrastructure is all about, please, Mike?
Yeah, it's a cash shell. So we've raised the money to look at purchasing a business in the clean and renewable energy space. And when we talk about that, we're talking about the infrastructure in that space rather than necessarily the technology. But as we know, it's a sector that's growing well, very dynamic, lots happening there, not least kind of the political momentum behind it. So we know that we're going to reduce emissions by 78% by 2035, down to net zero by 2050. So a lot to do in a relatively short space of time. And we're about making sure that the infrastructure, the pipes and everything else are in place to allow that kind of energy to flow. We've put together a board with good set of skills and good set of network, been around acquisitions, know the infrastructure sector. So we think we've got a good balanced board. But of course, as we develop and grow, we'll add to that. And I guess we're here because some of these businesses are smaller. And what we're trying to do is connect them with larger pools of capital for them to develop and grow. So that's basically what we're about, Justin.
Yeah. And exactly. And just take us into a bit more detail as to the stuff you're looking at. You know, you said infrastructure there. What's the things you've got on your list there?
Yeah, so the sorts of things that we put in the prospectus are around sort of energy parks and hubs. So if you can think of kind of old trading parks, actually these could be parks for energy businesses, battery storage businesses, you know, kind of the thing that's going to help us manage the peaks and flows of energy. Mm-hmm. How that could all exist on kind of an energy park, which itself is very closely and easily connected to the grid, so we can get the power on and off and store as we need to. So that's one example. As I say, battery storage in itself is probably an area that we'll look at, interconnecting power grids and how we kind of move the stuff around. And then, you know, we think hydrogen is quite an interesting space as well, and some of the infrastructure that you might need around to make hydrogen as a fuel work. So it'll be, again, you know, the infrastructure that allows that to happen rather than necessarily technology around that.
Yeah. And when did you have the idea of this then, Mike? Going back, and what was the momentum impetus for this?
Yeah, so this was formed. Some people out of my network had an idea of this, had kind of looked forward and thought that this was a good sector to pursue. We kind of spoke to advisors, brokers. They believed it was a good idea. And then the whole, I guess, project has been built from there. And we've been able to assemble a board, I think, to take it forward. So it's been a long journey. It's been sort of 9 months, 12 months journey to get to where we are, but we think we could be hitting the market just at the right time as we begin to face into the crisis. Yeah. Around this, but equally, you know, we're looking at alternative sources of energy, so we think this is a really good time to be tackling the market.
Yeah, absolutely. We know the sector, so geographically, what are you looking at? Are you looking at just the UK, or are you looking further afield?
So initially, I think this is UK. I think there's a lot of opportunity in the UK, and we know it well. But I do have on the board Alejandro, who's got who's from Spain, been in the UK a while. I've worked with him before, and he's very experienced in the sector, and will give us a lens into Europe and what's happening there. So I wouldn't rule out something further down the line. But first acquisition, the rules say you need to make that within 2 years. I hope to be inside that time frame by a distance. But actually, during the process, it may well be that we look towards Europe as well.
Yeah. And so say again, hopefully, timeline-wise, obviously it's hard to put a time limit, but in your head, do you have a time period?
Yeah, we targeted the sector because we think there's opportunity. So I would want to have something done in the first year, I think. I don't think I'd want to have raised the money that we've raised, promising investors that we can go and find something to buy, and then find that towards the end of 2 years, we still haven't found something. So there's still a board process to go through to evaluate the options before us and make sure it's the right thing for shareholders. But I would be disappointed if we hadn't found something in the first year.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Mike, well, on the front page of Vox Markets, there's a list of 10 companies with big follow buttons next to them. They are the most followed companies. And if someone's thinking in a hot space right here and they want to hear the news coming forward, please give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Will do, Justin. So I think it's an attractive sector with really strong growth dynamics, following the government's commitment and investment. We've put together a strong, capable board with a good blend of skills and experience and network to kind of achieve the objectives that we set out. And it's good for the future of the planet and the threats that we currently face.
Excellent stuff, Mike. Good to chat to you. And hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Many thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.